By now, you may have seen that footage that's rolling around from Maitland Grossman High, the exchange between the teacher and the students. A teacher has been charged with common assault, so we can't really comment on that at all.
No.
But what we do want to chat about is, like, behaviour in schools.
Mm.
And when your child goes to school, and we're talking about high school mainly,
because
it's young people, you know, going through changes and, and trying to establish who they are. And but when they enter into an education facility, there is a responsibility on both teachers and students to behave accordingly, with respect.
Yeah.
And it's not just towards each other, but it's towards other students as well.
Mm.
And I'm really curious about, because it was so in inverted commas, simple in our day, in the sense that we were fearful of our teachers.
Oh, yeah.
That's the truth.
Yeah,
we were.
Yeah.
And we would do what we were told.
Mm-hmm.
There would be exceptions to that rule.
Yeah.
And they were dealt with accordingly.
Yeah,
whether
that's enough about me, T.
Whether that was suspension or disciplining in other ways.
You know what, though, truth is, I was never disrespectful in any way.
No.
The one thing is, much I didn't go very often and I wasn't the greatest, but it was often said, I was never disliked by teachers, though.
Yeah.
I just didn't show up.
You still
up.
Respected your teachers.
Well, you did, and you're right. There's that word. We talk it with parenting and we talk it with teaching. Respect versus fear. Mm. They are two different things, aren't they?
Very much so.
But unfortunately now, with no fear, there's zero respect.
Well, and that, see, I'm not saying they should be fearful.
No.
But that has gone by the wayside.
I agree.
Because the students have rights, rightly so, but what has come with rights is that loss of fear. I hate using the word fear because it makes it sound like they're standing over them with canes, but it was kind of like that in a way.
Well, it's consequences is probably a better word, just the type of consequences have changed.
Yeah.
How's that?
Very much so.
Rather than fear, but I understand what you're trying to say, absolutely.
But is this all about respect? Do you think that's partly what's lacking?
I do. I think so. Yeah.
When it comes
I mean in a generation.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, generational shift. It's kind of like when you see people with police officers these days.
Yes.
Like talking back to police officers or talking back to teachers.
Well,
it's kind of the
I know
same
I've
thing.
Told you this story, but I've seen a guy just said, well, he's with a, I'm guessing, 13-year-old running at shoplifting and just grabbed his shoulder and said, get your hands off me, I know my rights.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a 13-year-old kid who said, I know my rights. Yeah. Okay, now he's stealing.
Yeah.
But that security guard. Not a cop, security guard.
Yeah.
He had to go, right?
Yep, true. You know your rights. This is what I'm talking about, this intermingling of there is no fear of consequence.
No,
because
there's not.
There
no.
is, I, as you said, I know my rights.
Yes.
And so when you go into that classroom, the respect between students and teacher is one thing, but there's also, I think, a lack of respect from student to student. You know, if you've got a bunch of students that are there to learn and they want to make the most out of their educational experience and not waste their time.
Yeah.
And then you've got students that have no respect for anybody, including their fellow students, then how disruptive and how exhausting is that for everybody concerned every day?
For sure.
And I don't know what the answer is.
Well,
just remove them?
They keep forcing those kids to go to somewhere where they don't want to be, unfortunately. Yeah. And the answer is to, look for alternatives. But that will end up in an alternative school or something. So I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, there's hopefully smarter people than us that will come up with an answer to that, but no one has.
Well, if you want to have a chat, give us a call.
133353, that's our phone number. Janelle's from Karua giving us a call.
Hey, Janelle.
Hi. I was just saying that Tanya was struggling with the word fear, and I don't think it's fear that the kids need, it's respect.
Yeah.
That's what we went on to. Respect.
Consequences kind of to if you misbehave. And
but kids today don't have respect for teachers, nor themselves, nor their parents.
Mm.
And I think we need to teach children those things.
And do you think that it is a ball that has been dropped by parents, that we're not instilling respect into our children, Janelle?
That's right. That's correct.
Mm. It's interesting, too, if a child gets in trouble and then watches his parent march up to the school, child in hand, and then the child gets into the principal or gets into the teacher and treats them with disrespect, the child just sees that.
Yeah.
Because remember, I mean, we joke about it, but it's true. We'd go home and say, your teacher hit me with the ruler today, Dad.
Yeah.
Well, you probably deserved it.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
If any of us now heard that, we would be up there.
Yeah.
Totally.
Seriously.
Yeah.
If a teacher hit our child, like we were in school, we'd be up there.
133353, that's our phone number. We've just had a anonymous text message. Respect starts at home. I blame parents.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I'm
Yeah,
that's what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly.
Steve's at Rutherford. What do you think about the situation in schools, the big word respect?
Let's just start with that text you just got. Are you kidding? Like, seriously? It can't be just the parents. They've taken the right away to smack your children. So what repercussions are there for bad behaviour now? There's nothing.
No, there's nothing, mate.
Like you said, Steve, a copper can't touch him, a security guard can't touch him, a teacher can't touch him, and no, they probably shouldn't be able to, but back in our day they did.
And the harshest thing they get now is no Wi-Fi for an hour.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. And that's like cutting their throat, isn't it?
Yeah. But I don't know whether physical violence is the way to teach respect. I don't think so.
Mm.
I honestly do think it has to start way back when and to be instilled by a parent.
Mm.
I do.
Yep.
I think it has to start there.
Yeah. Yeah, well, yeah, look, you're raising, regardless of what, you know, you hand them over to teachers, but you've had 5 years in you as well, and then continuing 5 years after that, you would hope that you're instilling respect for elders, to use that word elder or whatever. But I don't know, mate. I just don't know whether, you know, some kids are just little brats.
Yeah.
We've got Debbie from Lambton. What are your thoughts, Deb?
Hi, everyone. I'm not going to say what my role is, but I go into high schools every day across the Newcastle Hunter. I am appalled at what I see. Mm. Students hiding in stairwells, young couples with the hormones raging in the corner, fights breaking out. Teachers have to spend so much time on trying to discipline and keep order that they're not getting to do the education. And it is horrific. And it is across the board, Catholic, DOE, independent, it is a nightmare.
Mm.
What's the answer, Deb?
I wouldn't be a teacher for $1 million a day. I don't know what the answer is.
Oh, wow.
But there's definitely no respect.
Yep. Okay,
and it's such a broad answer because it's not just schools.
No, I know, it's everywhere.
It's treating adults
yeah.
in general, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's I'd love to have one. Mm. I'd love to go, this is what we should do.
I know, we don't know.
No.
It's
so hard.
Because for some, we've left it too late.
Yeah.
There's no respect there. You can't suddenly get an injection.
No.
It's an attitude and it's a foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've missed the boat on that, I don't know how you get that back and what kind of people they'll become.
Mm.
But isn't that interesting? Deb said not for $1 million a day.
Oh, no. I'm just thinking, what a legend job teachers do.
I know.
Like, amazing job.
Yeah.
Teachers
yeah.
all around the Hunter, New South Wales, Australia.
Yeah.
Big shout out to you guys.
Yeah.
You can always tell a high school student by how much they're drinking.
Yeah. By what?
I'm not kidding. No, I'm just saying stressed.
A high school student.
A high school teacher.
Oh,
high school teacher. It's like, you all right? Are you a teacher?
Yeah.
But no, they are. They're under a lot
you
because
guys,
they can't do anything.
Pressure.
You guys, you know, go into battle every day.
A battle.
It's like going to war every day.
It is. You must be exhausted.
You know, I can bring that one level up, though, too, right? We're talking about schools. And what's happening is the teachers are spending much more time on the troubled.
That's what she just said.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. It's also in the workplace because we can't sack them.
Yeah.
The people that do good jobs, ignored.
Yeah.
Because all the focus is on the person that isn't. It's because of the way the world has gone.
Mm.
We're way too... let's all go back to sleep because woke ain't working.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a T-shirt. Woke ain't working.
Love that. Tenure and Steve.
True though, isn't it?
Yeah. Thanks so much for all your calls. You can call us anytime throughout the show, 133353.